Boys soccer wraps up with an exciting day of finals, and speed records are set at MIS. It's all next on This Week in High School Sports, powered by Michigan Student Aid, Michigan's go-to resource for student financial aid. I'm John Ross, and welcome to This Week in High School Sports. In the Division I MHSAA boys soccer final, Okemos trailed New Baltimore Anchor Bay 1-0 with just 10 minutes to go. Okemos then got an equalizer from Ben Hussey, and just 2 minutes later...
Got to be thinking shot here, and here it comes. Antcliffe, top of the bar, he scored! A postage stamp shot for Aiden Antcliffe! 2-1 Okemos.
That was Dave Ellis from the NFHS broadcast of the game. Aiden Antcliffe scoring from a free kick to deliver the win for Okemos. The title caps off an undefeated season for Okemos and gives them its first boys soccer championship since 2004. Anchor Bay ends the year 22-2-1. Elsewhere on the pitch, Grand Rapids Christian was a winner in Division II. The Eagles entered tournament play losers of four of their last six, but really turned it on in the postseason, winning seven in a row. They beat Bloomfield Hills Brother Rice 2-1. The Eagles also won championships in 2001 and 1998. Grand Rapids South Christian knocked off Gros Eel 3-1 in the Division III final. Gros Eel was trying for a third straight crown in Division III, but South Christian was just too good in this one. It's the Sailors' fourth title since 2010. And in Division IV, Wyoming Potter's House captured the title playing in its first championship match. The Pumas knocked off Clarkston Everest Collegiate 3-0. It was Everest's first appearance in the soccer final as well. For more on all four matches, please check out secondhalf.mhsaa.com. Game balls this week go to Carissa Guest, who had 10 kills and 8 digs in Bronson's volleyball district final win over Centerville, and to Corunna quarterback Jaden Herrick, who threw for 3 touchdowns in a 20-8 district final win over Armada.
Need money for college? You need My Student Aid. My Student Aid is the go-to resource that helps Michigan families find money to pay for college. Plus, they'll guide you through the financial aid process and answer any questions you have. For grants, scholarships, and more, connect with My Student Aid, helping make college affordable for everyone. Learn more at michigan.gov/mi-student-aid.
Our weekly Be the Referee feature takes a look at the fine art of officiating with the MHSAA's Sam Davis.
Three things can happen if a field goal attempt crosses the line of scrimmage but comes up short of the goal line. Do you know all three? First, the ball can go out of bounds. If that happens, the ball is dead, and on the change of possession, the team newly on offense takes over where the ball went out of bounds. Second, the kicking team can be the first to touch the ball. When that happens, this is the first touching, and again, the team newly on offense takes over where the ball was downed. And third, the receiving team can return the kick, and they would take over on offense after the returner has been tackled or goes out of bounds. Think of a field goal attempt as a punt, and you'll always know what's possible if the kick comes up short of the goal line.
Thanks, Sam. You can be a referee. Just go to the MHSAA website now to register. It's called the fastest track in NASCAR, and on Saturday, Michigan International Speedway lived up to its nickname for the 2021 Lower Peninsula Cross Country Finals. MHSAA runners on both the boys' and girls' side saved their best for last, turning in some blistering times. In Division I, Riley Ho broke 15 minutes for the second time at MIS, the first ever to do that, in capturing his second straight individual title. Brighton took home the team title. On the girls' side, Rachel Forsyth turned in the fastest finals time by a sophomore at MIS, winning an individual title and helping Ann Arbor Pioneer to a team title. Rachel's sister Sarah was eighth. In Division III, Benzie Central junior Hunter Jones won a third straight individual title. No one has ever won four boys titles at MIS, and he'll have a chance to do that as a senior. His time of 15:08 is the third fastest in D3 history. St. Louis won the team title for a second year in a row. And in D4, Abby Vanderkoy is a four-time champion. The Muskegon Western Michigan Christian senior joins four other girls to complete the cycle. WMC won the team title, and Abby's sister Grace placed eighth. For more on a wonderful day of racing at MIS, please check out secondhalf.mhsaa.com. You've been listening to This Week in High School Sports, powered by Michigan Student Aid, a production of the MHSAA Network. Thanks for joining us. I'm John Ross. We'll see you next week.